I get certified 2018, so technically now more than 6 years ago. The year after was I started to be involved helping a couple of colleagues, and then since I s still I was having a very good knowledge about the preparation, and so I started to be involved in trainings as well, in corporate trainings internally within the company I was worked for, which went for a while, but I wasn't really enjoying it that much than working with people on a one-on-one basis, for example, instead of having a classroom that I'm keep telling every time, every week, exactly the same. So I started, I felt that this was really boring. So then another year passed by. So technically, the current shape or form that I'm at right now is technically the reflection of the past 3 years, really, that I become committed, started to have a plan of how can I utilize this information, utilize this knowledge, how to share it with a wider audience, and creating an exit plan from my 9 to 5, hopefully sometime soon, and just focusing on this, for example.
Well, welcome back to the Solopreneur Success Path Show, where we dive into the topics of starting and growing your own online personal brand business. If you'd like to learn more about how you can have a portable online business and make money no matter where you're living, or maybe you just need some help in getting clients, then this podcast is for you. I created my signature coaching program, Solopreneur Success Plan, and you can sign up for that and get on the waiting list at tomclaremont.com/coaching. But now let's get right into this episode. Well, today I have a different sort of interview. Normally the guests that I have on the show are those that have left the corporate grind to start their own business, and we talk about how they did that and, you know, what's been their plan for success. But today I'd like to welcome Gabor Strand from the UK. And Gabor hasn't left his job yet, but he's building that exit ramp out. And we met on LinkedIn through a common connection. And if you're on LinkedIn following me, you'll see me mentioning this topic quite a bit, how to build that exit ramp out. But Gabor is by day a program manager in the oil and gas and telecom industries. Now, a program manager is a project manager that manages a group of projects, if you're not familiar with that realm. But in his free time, he helps people pass the certification exam to become a PMP, a project management professional. And he also helps navigate the career path for people that want to become a PMP through his newsletter. And friends, he's got a 7,000 subscriber newsletter. That's quite an accomplishment. So in this episode, we're going to explore how he's building his exit ramp and what the plan will be. Gabor, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Thomas.
So, when did you start thinking about having a side business, a side hustle?
Right. So it was not fully intentional in that sense. So I'm a project manager. And if you are in the project management career path, one point of time, you definitely go through a certain certification, certain credentials to prove your commitment to the career path. And that's where I came across the project management professional certification, which was very difficult. So for me, that journey to get certified was 3 years, and it took me two failed attempts. So I tried this in many different variations. So there was a certain learning curve there. And once I passed the exam, technically people started to be interested. What was my way of doing it? Some people were aware that I failed a couple of times. And even though, you know, for me, I wasn't really proud of, you know, the failing. But for the last attempt, I prepared within 8 weeks, completely flipped the script of how I learned the preparation through training courses, through boot camps and other institutes. And in that sense, you know, that created the interest. And then the interest was actually started to bring more people in. And that started to be bringing people that they were started to be interested at how can I teach them the same method of passing it within 8 weeks, which now become the great mantra of my work, which is, you know, the preparing for the exam is not a weight loss program. You can get it done within 8 weeks. And I made the commitment to help around 10,000 people to passing this exam. So yeah, that's how we end up here.
Wow. But how long ago was that? When did you start this process?
Okay, so I get certified 2018, so technically now more than 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. The year after was I started to be involved helping a couple of colleagues. And then since I was having a very good knowledge about the preparation, and so I started to be involved in trainings as well, in corporate trainings internally within the company I was worked for, which went for a while, but I wasn't really enjoying it that much than working with people on a one-on-one basis, for example, instead of having a classroom that I'm keep telling every time, every week, exactly the same. So I felt that this was really boring. So then another year passed by. So technically, the current shape or form that I'm at right now is technically the reflection of the past 3 years, really, that I become committed, started to have a plan of how can I utilize this information, utilize this knowledge, how to share it with a wider audience, and creating an exit plan from my 9 to 5, hopefully sometime soon, and just focusing on this, for example.
Right. Folks, the PMP exam is very hard to pass. I failed it twice. Okay. I never passed it. I never passed the PMP test. I tried, but I failed it twice. And I'm just explaining to anybody listening that this is a very hard exam to pass. So if you've got a coaching program that teaches people how to pass it with studying for 8 weeks, that's amazing, because I remember what it was like. And this, before I took it the second time, my brother's certified. It took him twice, by the way. But I went over what I was doing and how I was studying. He's like, yeah, you got it. You're going to pass. No problem. And I didn't. Okay. This is a very hard test to take. So you've got 7,000 subscribers, and it took you sort of about 3 years to build that up. Is that right?
For the newsletter, so that's only 1 year old. So that started last year.
Wow.
Last year, March.
That's even...
So we have like a 1 year anniversary, yeah.
Wow, 7,000 in 1 year.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit. How did you build that kind of a newsletter with that kind of a following in 1 year? Because having a good newsletter subscriber rate is also not easy to do, right?
Yeah, I fully agree with you. And in fact, you know, on the newsletter, so I have around 47% open rate, which makes it even more attractive on that.
Wow,
sense.
30% is considered good, really good.
Yeah. So it is technically went in line with my strategy, which I really formed last year, where I realized that, so my content is, you know, helping people, you know, within 8 weeks. Okay, some people, you know, some people it takes like, you know, 9 weeks or 10 weeks, because each and every person does differently. But if you ask me, there is no right or wrong answer here, but at least you not spend 4 months into this. And then in the end results, you really pass the exam, which is also super important. But I realized that, you know, those people who are coming into my world, my way of interpreting project management and also for the exam, is just, that's a very short cycle, let's put it this way. And after that, they not really get too much interactions with me. And instead of me, let's say, investing, maybe creating a course on something which might be interested for some people, I decided that how can I share my thoughts, which are technically your life as a project manager after you get certified. That's why I felt that the newsletter will be a great tool for that. And then I started to streamlining all of my activities towards the newsletter. And what I mean by that, for example, that I running weekly study groups. where I showcase people the way of preparing for the exam. And I at one point I told everyone that I'm no longer sending out email invitations. If you would like to be notified, you either sign up to the newsletter or following my LinkedIn events, for example, my LinkedIn dedicated groups event. Yeah. And that is also kind of, I would say, did the trick on some extent, but also I'm covering topics of how you translate everything you learned in PMP into real life project management. That's where I also share my 15 years of experience there. And to make it, let's say, interesting. And also, I would say, following other creators in the project management space and seeing what are the key topics which are people interested in and also came through, because this career path on some extent is similar for each industry. So what I mean by that, you know, every project manager have to go through cycles of how you can save in cost in your project. What about different methodologies of implementing agile, implementing hybrid? Now there's a big hype around AI. How can we utilize AI to make our life and projects running more smoothly, more efficiently? And those are the topics which are really kind of resonating with many people in different industries. And that's where I felt like that looking forward, you know, plan to do some more of those. And hopefully this newsletter can grow even bigger.
Yeah. Wow. That's really something. What is it about the job of being a program manager that doesn't quite sit well with you? Like, why would you want to lead? Because my understanding is they get paid quite well, right? So is it the stress? What is it about the job that gives you the motivation to build up a side hustle so that you can leave that kind of a job?
Right. So that's a very good question. And I can confirm your first statement that it is paying well. Yeah, it is paying well. But at the same time, I mean, also the career path is a long career path. So being a project manager, you can be in this field for 30, 40 years, because there will be always a project to be done. And then just a quick comparison that you need a project manager to execute a $100,000 project versus the $100 million project. The only difference between the two guys or girls is technically the years of experience. So experience really count here. And, you know, being part of a project management office or running programs or running projects, being part of a portfolio or strategy, each and every area requires 5 to 10 years, you know, where you can really become an expert. So, I mean, in that sense, I do enjoy that and do enjoy the, you know, the corporate structure, the processes and so on. But I do felt like that I was always having a bit of a need to do more, to do something different. And then looking me into this PMP journey, I mean, there is no innovation in the past, you know, 30, 40 years. We either go to a boot camp, read a book, go to a course, doing questions and get it done. But at least I started to think about it differently. Maybe this is just an enabler, let's say, for something, you know, great, which has been not discovered, let's put it this way. But I do feel like that this is needed there to also, you know, help with my creativity. Now, since this is, you know, started to become a full-blown business on the end of the day, now there's a different aspect into it. But at the moment, if you ask me, very honest answer, I do enjoy the corporate ladder. And I do enjoy that I do also building something on the side, which has the potential that technically that can fully exchange my 9-to-5 to focusing on something else.
Right. Now, for me, I left not because the money was bad. I mean, the money for me was good, really good. The benefits were excellent. For me, it was the stress and, you know, it was taking a toll on me physically as well, you know, with the long hours and sometimes I'm working very late. Sometimes I'm going to work very early and, you know, it staffing issues. And this is a long list of stuff that that you really don't want to do anymore. So for me, I left not because of the money, but just I wanted to make money on my terms. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, right? It sort of sounds like similar for you, right? Like like you don't hate the job, but you see this opportunity to make money in a different way, right?
I agree with that. Well, I agree with that, and I do share the same type of pain you mentioned. So, I mean, yeah, there are escalations, there are challenges, there are difficult customers or stakeholders internally, externally for what you do. But also being a program manager is one hand is to make sure that you also mentor or teach other project managers to make sure that they can also grow in their role. So I think I learned something, I don't know, like and 5 years ago, that you really need to put some trust on your team and your people as well. And as soon as I started to have the chance to working with PMs, you know, under my radar or under my kind of influence, that's where I spend most of my time, is to make sure that they're able to perform, they're able to go beyond what is expected. So I do like that, you know, part of it. Sometimes it's challenging, I fully agree with you. I'm not saying it's not stressful. It is stressful, but you need to know when to, I don't know, close the book or close the door of your office, and then you're not focusing on that and you're trying to go into different state of mind, doing something else.
But your goal is to build this up full time so that you can leave your job, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
What's the plan for you to build this up so that you can, you know, have it as a sole source of income? Like, from where you are now, where do you want to be? How what's the plan for you to build this up?
Right. So technically, we are somewhere started to be equal in terms of the 9 to 5 and then the business itself, what is actually been making, which is good. But my kind of idea at the moment, until we're not, you know, reaching, let's say, a double, for example, I'm not really considering to quit the 9 to 5. And then the way how, you know, I can utilize my time, utilize my ideas. So I do see that hopefully I can be, let's say, a trusted source of project management and an influence or an authority. I really like to say authority instead of, let's say, an influencer in that sense, because so this is a full-blown profession. You know, we're not get being known by doing funny, you know, YouTube videos here, but you know, we're having a certain knowledge which, you know, we gain through experience and also the different certifications. So somewhere that's what I kind of picturing myself in the next upcoming, you know, 2, 3 years, that I hope I can grow the influence. And my main channel for this is LinkedIn. The secondary channel is YouTube, simply because most people also consuming the data there. And it's going to be also the newsletter. So grow the newsletter on that front, that it's going to be profitable. Currently, technically the newsletter is also have members. So there is a membership enabled for the newsletter. So there's also technically an income stream in that sense. But I do felt like that once you become the authority, new doors were opening for you. You can be maybe part of, you know, involving the Project Management Institute or being part of events as well. But at the moment where I see my voice and my area to be explored, is that helping people to get the exam within 8 weeks. And after that, that's something new I'm working on in the background, which is how you translate everything you learn into real life. Because every project is unique, there is no one size fits all. But if I'm able to kind of help them to educate in a form of, let's say, an online course, for example, or a training, that's where I would say that I can make a difference there, and that can be, let's say, grow as a business in a way that that can be my only focus afterwards.
Right. So you said it's LinkedIn and YouTube and the newsletter, and that's it?
Yes, LinkedIn newsletter, and yeah, YouTube, yeah.
Well, you know, that's encouraging, because some people are under the impression that you have to be on every platform and you got to post all these videos and you got to have all, you know, you got to create content for every single platform. And you're just saying that your success is in LinkedIn, YouTube, and newsletter. And to me, that's encouraging. You know,
Well,
that's
that was it. That was so okay. So that was a bit of a journey here, because I was in the same place. So I still have a Pinterest account. I had
Yeah,
Facebook
right.
groups.
Yeah, me too.
I had
Yeah.
around 10, 15 groups at one point altogether, all the groups. So but I was an admin, or actually when I hosted those groups as well. Around almost 90,000 people on those groups.
Wow.
Got a website as well, which I technically let it go afterwards. So and then what happened? So I spinned the wheel for Pinterest somehow. I always had the idea that it's a great platform, but after I think 2 years of using it, I did not get too much traction with that. Facebook, my account got hacked, so technically I got banned from Facebook,
Oh.
which technically one day over another everything was gone. And I realized that for this type of content, the right people are on LinkedIn. So instead of me going back to that battle of spinning the wheel and day after day you go multiple platforms trying to do very much the same, instead let's focus on now, okay, two, but my primary focus is LinkedIn and secondary is technically YouTube. There is often overlap between the content and the posts which I'm making there. But now I'm more trying to stick to my one idea, even though every 3 months I definitely consider maybe I need to have another Facebook group with that, but.
Yeah, but still, it's still good to hear that you don't see success as you've got to spread yourself so thin that it's not manageable. You know what I mean? You're able to manage this with a few platforms. That's the point here, and so that's still good to know. Hey, just a quick reminder here that if you're frustrated or struggling with your online business launch, or if you just hit a wall with sales and you'd like some help with those topics, you can go to tomscalendar.com. It'll flip you right to my online calendar for the time that I donate to help people just like you. That's tomscalendar.com, okay? So let's get right back to the episode. Now, you've got a family, from what you've said, and how has all of this impacted your family? Like, how do you sort of do that balancing act of full-time job, part-time business, and you have a family, and the goal is to still build this business?
You're absolutely right. So as a project manager, that is a project itself. So how does this work is that so I try to do most of my late activities, let's say running maybe meetings late, and especially if I have a session with people in the US and I'm based in the UK, so there's a time difference there. So trying to manage this in the beginning of the week, so Monday to Wednesday is definitely, let's say, is late, but Thursday, Friday started to wind down, and especially on a Friday, I try to limit any activities on a Friday. Also, weekends, there's no weekend work for sure. So in between, I think you can read between the lines that days are long, days are start early and sometimes finish late. And in between, every day is planned ahead of time with certain activities. So for example, planning the content in advance, even sometimes there is only one slot within a day when I'm replying messages on LinkedIn, for example. But unfortunately, sometimes you have to do even more. But I'm not saying unfortunately, because that's good that people would like to talk to me in the end. But it is very tight time management. Also to juggling between the 9 to 5 itself and the family as well. But they are also, supporting me in this journey, which is we all agree to this kind of approach at the moment, that trying to limit all this for the beginning of the week, and then from Thursday onwards is just more like the focusing on the family as well.
It's very structured.
Yes, I mean, in terms of the structure, so I do change my mind a couple of times. So there is always, let's say, a re-evaluation.
Yeah, sure.
Especially when your to-do list is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then this review of, am I really doing the right thing? Meaning that is this task really necessary?
Yeah.
Yes or no. Now, currently, I'm a solopreneur, which is a very great name or a very sexy status to be. but which means that you do everything by yourself. And also, me making a commitment that I'm going technically 1/2 platforms only. That is something which is still giving me a stretch that I can do it. But now I started to realize that I need people who can help me in this area. And I see one point here. Networking is a great help here, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because, for example, with my newsletter, which is my long form content, normally I write something which you can read within 4 or 5 minutes. So it's not, let's say, very small, but there is some length into it. And what I did is that I'm asking my connections, someone who's also having similar or ambitions, for example, that you would like to write an article in my newsletter. So and then I having people who writing, let's say, a long form content, or there is a person, there is a section in newsletter which person to follow, or link of the week where people are, I'm actually been opening the opening the newsletter for people to contribute. And that's, I would say, is also happening because that creates a bit of a win-win, because they're also looking for to be imposed to other audiences. It's helping me with the content, and also in the same time, once it's released, now both of us sharing the same thing, and that's a win-win for both of us.
I'm impressed that you're it's not it doesn't sound like it's you, normally the term juggling, I'm juggling, family and career and side, but I don't get the impression that you're juggling this. It sounds very structured and thought well thought out, you know what I'm saying? So I'm impressed by how much you've got going here, and you're still making it happen. You're still building the side business, and you're not going crazy in the meantime. Because sometimes what I hear is it's just too much for people. They get overwhelmed, right? And they have job and they have family, and they want to have a business, or maybe they start it and they can't continue it because they just feel overwhelmed. But so you've sort of planned your day in advance, so that when you start the day, you already know pretty much, pretty much what you're going to do. You don't have to figure it out every day, right? And so,
Yeah, that's correct.
I know things change. I get that. It's just that. So has that been, has planning your day in advance been maybe, the thing for you to not go crazy?
So there is lots of try and error, in the past, 3 years. And I'm not saying that, yeah, there are days which is when it's painful. When, for example, you plan something ahead and you cannot do it because of certain other reasons. And, the universe is giving you lots of challenges, which can come in a form of, the family or the work or other things as well. But yeah, certainly helps, planning your, not necessarily your entire week ahead, but if you can, let's say the day before you're planning the next day, at least half of the next day, you already know what to do. That's giving you the clarity. And I think what we need is the clarity, because if you don't have the clarity, that's where you go and four or five different shiny things. You open up LinkedIn, here is this guy kind of success, other guy's success. I did this, you do that. And like, okay, let's try this, let's try that. But that's technically taking away your focus about your goal. And I do remember two years ago, I frequently changed my idea, my direction almost monthly or quarterly. But if I look back now, I mean, since January 2023, I never really changed this direction at all. And I still trying to stick to it as much as I can. Even though some people are telling me otherwise, maybe I'm a little bit hard-headed, but at the moment it's I do believe that consistency is needed there to move to the next level, because nothing is happening by accident. And you might hear this, all those kind of cliches, it's all about, your inputs and your outputs, trying to see what activities were leading you your results, and what is not leading there, you need to evaluate. You needed this or you not needed this. For example, like, how can I attract more customers? If I create a great post, for example. Great. Or if I host a great free session, for example. So let's put more emphasis on that than, do I need another YouTube video if I posted maybe only two this month? Well, should have been done more, fine, but maybe I will do, next month it's not going to be two, but maybe it's going to be three, or it's going to be four. And I'm not saying I'm sometimes it frustrates me because I might have to do more, but this is the best you can do for the time being. Yeah, that's fine. And then the right people will come. So, the quality and then the value trying to generate is giving the results, for me, my example in that case, at the moment.
Sure. So what kind of support have you had through all this? I mean, as far as family or friends or professional support, is this your wife's dream as well, or your spouse, or?
So in terms of the overall goal, so we are on the same page. So that is important, that we are on the same page with this.
Right. Because sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes you don't have, people don't have support, right? So
That's correct.
Sounds like you've got some good family support.
So I think the best way of saying it is that we are on the same page, that why this is happening, for example, and also that is in line. So for example, okay, what else I should do? I mean, I felt like that my expertise is project management. Can I be maybe a good software developer and maybe focusing on that a little bit? Maybe, but that would take another 4 or 5 years to gain an expertise. Or am I going to be great in, I don't know, trading stocks and crypto and stuff like that? Maybe. But at the moment, if I look back, let's say, so what's my expertise? I was doing day in, day out, at least 40 hours I spend on this. I mean, just through if I think about my 9 to 5, I'm managing projects. So I do have a set of expertise. Now I felt like that this is a matter of how can I translate this into some type of information and value to people who will say that, this is something which is valuable to me, or I should listen into this. And I think that's why I felt like that, yeah, there is a support, luckily enough, but that's why I don't want to change my direction in the first place. Even though I do remember when I was struggling with the PMP, especially when I failed second time, I felt like that project management is not for me at all. I should do something else.
Oh.
But, I went back and say, but okay, you wanted to be in this career path in 20 years from now? And I said, yes. So then it's, you have to go get it done. You have to go and get it done.
But on the business building side, we're in the same support group under our LinkedIn coach, right? But on the business building side, any other kind of support that you've had that you found was really beneficial to you?
Right. So I mean, in that case, I go back to last year, 2020, January. Now, before that, it was a big struggle. So I mean, you are a PM, you have a mindset, which is, I think I can figure this out. But I didn't. I had, let's say, little success, trying to creating processes, trying to see what works, what does not work. And, since I didn't hit a home run by the first go, it was very much of a struggle. And what I realized that I needed help, and, luckily enough, the universe is got me the right program at the right time, and that was really helping. And I would say that now looking back, I should have been joined or get help earlier, meaning that, because what you get, I mean, okay, so there are programs with certain value, certain expenses, but you need to see that what you're going to get out of it. And I would say that if it's saving you time and saving you effort, that's exactly what you need. Because I'm not saying nobody can figure it out, but like, you wanted to figure this out within 3 years, or you want to figure this out within 1 year.
Right.
And I think that's why the program is definitely helping, which I bought in. Now, on the top of that, I'm also part of another program, which is more content focused, which is also technically simply saving me time with the right tools, with the right mindset, how to interpret success, or let's say, not as good engagement today than how it was yesterday, and you not get too frustrated about it, but you keep moving forward. So in that sense, those programs or programs out there, I mean, everyone should have to do a bit of a research, because also there are many programs out there which works for you, which don't. My humble opinion, you have to go YouTube, you're going to find people or programs where people either showcasing it, or even the creator is actually been giving you at least a hint or an idea that how he or she kind of explaining, let's say, how to build a business, for example, that is helpful. But certainly my advice to anyone, you should go and get help. Not necessarily, I would say, sooner the better, but if you're not making the progress as you created, let's say, your 3 months or maybe a 6 month plan, yes, seek for help. Do not be afraid. That's not considered, let's say, I'm failed, I cannot figure this out. That's simply not your expertise. I mean, especially right. You do it between your 9 to 5. In the 9 to 5, you're not being taught how to become, let's say, a an entrepreneur, for example.
Right,
And
right.
then the you need to build processes, you know, you need to make sure that, you know, your bookkeeping is on track, you're tracking your data, you're tracking your, you know, you have your happy customers in the end. So yeah, and then all that takes time. That all takes time.
Right. I think you hit it exactly on point when you said, look, you know, doing it on your own, you could probably figure this out eventually. But, you know, for me, and why I get an occasional a coach, for me, it's like I need this sooner than later. I don't want to eventually figure it out. I want to figure it out, like, you know, in 6 months here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because the goal here is to make a significant amount of money. And the longer it takes to build that up, the more money I'm losing, you know,
right?
From my perspective anyway. So, well, this is really great to hear your journey, what, you know, how you managed to have the job, the family, the side business, and it's going well, you're building it. Any final piece of advice for somebody else that's listening, that's thinking about, they might be in a similar situation, but they're thinking about starting and they're not quite sure how to get started. Any advice you'd want to give them?
One advice in that case, if you felt like you wanted to give it up, or am I really would like to do this, just do it for one more day. And that's a phrase I heard from, I think, one of the YouTube motivational YouTube videos, and that's fully true. Because I'm not saying I'm not having, you know, bad days where I was thinking that, is it really worth it? Let's leave it as is, or am I really need to continue where this is all leading to? If I'm not hitting my kind of my goal, which I would like to achieve, but many times you just need to simply look it back. That do you need another great idea, or you just wanted to make one really work, and then. That's where you can ask an expert. So, for example, you can ask, let's say, a right expert to say, for an hour, help me to evaluate this work or this business model, for example. And that's where I would say you need to invest the time in. You need to, you know, make the investment necessary to help you to get clarity. Because many times we just don't have is the clarity that, you know, I take one step every day, little success, and then boom, that would be a super big success, you know, two weeks from now. Now, we all don't know that this will all happen for us, you know, next week, or it's going to be 2 years from now. So I would say that stick to your idea. You got this. It will work. but you need to have, you know, keep that faith. And when it's needed, you have to challenge yourself that are you struggling because that your current processes, the way you're structuring your day, makes you the struggle or something else. And then in most cases, I think, you know, we know how to, or what is the value proposition we have, and what is frustrating sometimes us is that we are not necessarily getting upfront the expected results, but those results are coming, and then trying to focus on what you can control and what you can't. And that's why, for example, I stopped looking into certain YouTube videos or YouTube channels, or even, you know, limiting myself to on those platforms to make sure that it's not giving me a sidetrack on my kind of goal. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but trying to keep your headspace on the things which matter. And if you would like to succeeding in this business or the business you have, spend more time and more, you know, dedicated time to focusing on that. And that is crucial. I would say that is crucial. Okay.
Good. Well, Gabor, if somebody wanted to follow you, if somebody's interested in, finding more about you, and maybe they need help with their PMP certification, how would they look you up?
I think that's very simple. So you go into LinkedIn, you search for Gabor Stramb, or even if you go to Google, you're going to find me there as well. But the easiest, if you go to LinkedIn, search for Gabor Stramb, you can find my profile. You can hit the connect button. I'm happy. I'm willing to connect with you. Also, straight through my profile, you are able to, there is a link where you can actually book a free call with me, so we can have also like a quick discussion about what is the best exam preparation strategies for you. Hopefully I can give you some advice which you can run with that. And then if you and you can also kind of work with me, so LinkedIn.
Sure, and I'll put the link in the show notes for his LinkedIn profile if you're interested in contacting Gabor if you need help with your PMP certification. Well, Gabor, thanks for spending some time today to talk about your journey, your successes, your challenges. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would that are going to get a lot out of this episode. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey friend, that's all we have for this episode. Thanks for listening. Now, if you're struggling with your new solopreneur business and maybe struggling with sales in 2024, it's probably because things are getting a little too complicated and you might be wasting a lot of time and a lot of money in the process. It's very possible that the solution is just tweaking one or two things that you're already doing. Now, there's no one-size-fits-all solution, right? So let's schedule a time to talk about this and what will work for you. Go to tomscalendar.com and book a time slot for us to connect, okay? So as always, though, stay encouraged, follow your dream, and don't give up.